Well, this Thursday, the MSU School of Music's Faculty Artist Recital Series kicks off. The man giving that first recital, Professor Joseph Luloff, also has the distinction of running the entire woodwinds department here at MSU. Luloff spoke with current state's Jamie Paisley about the multitude of tasks he undertakes as a semester begins, including being the very first faculty recital. Jamie?
Thanks, Mark. Well, Professor Luloff is very much interested in cultivating the good habits of success in the students he works with, not just as musicians, but you know, as humans as well.
One of the attributes is for a great musician is somebody who's very focused, who's very goal-oriented, who sets goals and who sets standards for himself. And then, you know, if you're a teacher of music, then as a mentor, the standards you set, you know, reflect towards others, you know. So, you know, and they can choose to, you know, oh, I love the way he sounds. I love the way his vibrato is. You know, vocalist, I love the way they kind of connected those two notes, you know, that you can, I'm sure, appreciate. And so I when I get really focused in doing something musically, I think it's probably my better work, I think, as anybody would.
And one of those things that Professor Luloff is focusing on is a recording project with fellow MSU professor, the pianist Deborah Moriarty, on a new adaptation of the very lyrical César Franck violin sonata, or as violinists themselves sometimes call it, the Franck Sinatra. However, it wasn't the violin that inspired Luloff's rendition.
I was really influenced by the cello. You know, I know a lot of great violinists, great artists that have played this, but I was really taken by Jacqueline Dupré's recordings of this, and actually in the studio here. I remember sitting here many nights practicing until 10 or 11 o'clock at night and just listening and trying to copy sometimes the way that she would release a phrase or the way that she would articulate a phrase with the cello. How does their technique sound so smooth, and can we adjust our fingering? Can we adjust our airstream? Can we adjust our mind to be able to copy? And I always like to say, I think you have to sing through the saxophone. It's like a violinist sings through their instrument.
And they say the cello is the closest one to the actual kind of pitch and the voice.
Right. It's the same voice, particularly with the tenor saxophone, it fits. Well, Deborah Moriarty said in a faculty meeting one time, she turned to me and she said, you know, we should do a concert featuring the Franck Sinatra. And I'm like, funny you should ask. Deborah just brings out the musicality in me that I just so much enjoy collaborating with. And so we've done a couple recordings. So this morning we were working in the studio, and this will feature the Franck Sinatra sonata, the Franck Sinatra, and it's almost done. The album is called Four Shades of French.
And in addition to recording, Luloff will be kicking off the MSU School of Music's Artist Faculty Recital Series this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. in MSU's Fairchild Theater.
I have a lot of events coming up this fall. I hopefully keep on the straight and narrow. Yes, we have a wonderful recital coming up, a wonderful music, I should say. Dorothy Chang is a composer from the University of British Columbia in Canada, in Vancouver. About 5-6 years ago, actually through my dear colleague Chris Creviston, I was introduced to her music. And I heard a piece that she had written for Chris called Two Preludes, that it's become a standard in our repertoire. And I approached Dorothy and she said, yeah, I'd really like to write something. Send me some of your materials and your music and let's talk. And she received them and she communicated back, I'd love to do something, but not, I can't do it right now, and she had some other activities involved and very busy composing. Well, about 4 years later, I get a phone call out of the blue, and it's Dorothy, and she said, are you still interested in that piece? And I said, sure. Well, let's look at some grants and so on and so forth. So with generous help of the Barlow Foundation at Harvard University, this piece came about. And we premiered it here at Michigan State University 2 years ago. And then we had several performances since then with Julien Tay, my pianist, and myself. And then, of course, part of the end run of this piece was a recent performance of it that I did with Julien at the World Saxophone Conference this summer in Strasbourg, France. And then planned was another recital, this one coming up. And will mainly feature Dorothy's new work she wrote for me called New Stories, a wonderful four-movement piece, and loosely based on some music that she grew up with as a young girl in Asia. And she's traveled a bit, and you won't find specific Chinese folk songs quoted, but there's a lot of influence of that type of music and whatnot. And at the end particularly, it sounds almost, to me, it sounds very Asian in character as far as the music. And it's it almost brings back some shakuhachi music of Japan and other cultures, you know, other types of music like that. And I think it's been a very popular piece for the saxophone. We've had a major saxophone competition feature that piece as an integral part of one of their rounds. And so this piece will be the centerpiece of this recital coming up Thursday evening, September 3rd at Fairchild. And it will be actually my debut performing in Fairchild. I've recorded in Fairchild Theater, but I have never given a full recital there, and I'm excited because we've been waiting for this wonderful music space on campus.
In addition to this recent work by Dorothy Chang, Professor Joseph Luloff's artist faculty recital on Thursday night also features another work which requires precise motions from Luloff on the saxophone.
Edison Denisov's Sonata for Saxophone and Piano, which is really a hallmark piece for us in our repertoire, and very far-reaching when it was written in 1970 using serial techniques, different types of articulation, multiphonics, quarter tones, and whatnot, something that saxophonists of the classical generation had really not experienced until that time in 1970. So this is a groundbreaking work and really paved the way for modern saxophone composition.
What do you mean microtonal, quarter tone?
Well, it's the piano. If you look at the piano and you have the white keys and the black keys, and you go chromatically or step by step and play the adjacent keys on the piano, those are half steps. In between those half steps, we in music find fingerings for quarter steps, basically, or halfway between those half steps. So there's a note between those half steps, and it has an interesting sound, sometimes even more tension or maybe more ethereal type of sound, depending on the range of the saxophone. But
Are you getting those through your fingering or through the reed?
It's through the fingering and through the voicing of the instrument. And we do quarter tone scales here in our repertoire, in our technique lessons here at Michigan State, and the kids just sort of scratch their they sit there and they scratch it. Oh gosh, boy, these are fingerings I've never even seen before. But there are, for every half step on the saxophone, there is an ability to create a quarter tone. But there are one or two intervals, half-step intervals, that there's not a specific fingering for. And we have to do things like put your finger and adjust the tone cup opening.
Tomorrow will be the first day of classes with students. So how, after students are gone for a summer, how do you get that machine started?
Well, the machine, I'm sure the machine is going. I know it's going. It better be going. The machine has already been put in place. At the end of the previous semester for returning students, we have meetings in this office, and we'll talk about, how did the semester go? What are some of your goals for the summer? There's a myriad of things that we'll work on.
And learning microtones.
Yes, I'll be fingering right along with them because I have to make sure my fingering is right. That's why another reason why not have a recital at the beginning of the semester. And I think what's important for us as teachers is to always, you know, give our students food for thought. So the recital hopefully will be a little, you know, pre-appetizer nourishment to the semester and, you know, whatever they're going to do.
The first artist faculty recital of the Michigan State University's academic year will feature the saxophonist Professor Joseph Luloff, who is also head of the MSU Winds Department and will be on this Thursday at 7:30 p.m. on the MSU campus. Tickets are $10 per adult, $8 for a senior, as well as being free for students. You can find out more about this recital and the artist faculty recital series at music.msu.edu. For Current State, I'm Jamie Paisley.